And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. My name is Roland, and the program is called Shedding Shackles. I've been around for 28 years now. Today, I want to talk about how to get your life back on track and how to start moving forward to your purpose for existence. Now, let's talk about what's blocking you. I don't care where you're at. I don't care if you're a struggling student or a mid-level manager or a senior citizen. Doesn't matter where you're at. There's something that's interfering with your ability to function at your best. And in a nutshell, do you know what it is? In a nutshell, what it is that you are too reactive. You're too reactive to what happens on the outside. And then the outside gets on the inside. And then it's in your head. Okay? There was a lady who was a very famous newspaper columnist who answered questions, and her name was Ann Landers. Do you remember her? Some of you remember Dear Abby. You're probably familiar with newspaper columnists who answer questions, or they do it on the internet. Okay, well, Ann Landers was very famous, and her column appeared in hundreds of newspapers across the country. But she said something I'll never forget. She said, hanging on to resentment is like letting someone you despise live rent-free in your head. So now let me say it one more time. What's interfering with your life and your happiness? See, happiness and joy in life and fulfillment, all these things, doesn't have anything to do with how much money you make. Once upon a time, J. Paul Getty was the richest man in the whole world, the wealthiest man in the world. This was some years ago, but, you know, he was worth millions and millions. Of course, now you have billionaires, but never mind that. He was the richest person. In today's money, it would have been billions that he had. And he said, I would trade all of my wealth for one happy marriage. Okay? Well, like I said, it doesn't matter how much money you make, or how high a position you have, or how low a position you have, right? None of that makes any difference, okay? You can be just a regular, simple person and happy. You can have millions of dollars and have all this wealth and things and be miserable. On the other hand, you can have a lot of things and be happy also, okay? So it has something to do with the inside. Now let's get back to the inside again. I said your problem is you're too reactive and the outside gets on the inside. So then it's in your head. Okay, you've heard in sports where one player said that, you know, he wants to get in someone's head because then he knows the other person will start messing up. Okay, start worrying and start thinking and second guessing himself and all that kind of stuff. So you don't want stuff to get in your head. But now everything gets in your head. So that's what I've been studying all these years, and that's what I can help you with. I've written books on the subject. I have an excellent book called An Introduction to Stress Management. Now that is a good book. Okay? You can get it on Amazon. But I've written other books. You have to find out how to go through life without life going through you. How to go through experience without experience going through you. To go through life without everything getting in your head, okay? So now do you get it? You're too reactive. The number one reaction you got to watch out for is resentment. But there are others, all emotions and hypnotic involvements and so forth. But mainly resentment. That's what you can start watching out for, okay? Resentment causes the outside to get on the inside, and when it's on the inside, then it makes you unhappy as you rethink what happened, what she said, what he said, and worry about this and worry about that. So your number one line of defense is to go through life with patience and not become resentful. Okay? Now, here's a little announcement that has to do with a special meditation that I have made. And it could be very helpful to you to learn how to stand back at a little bit of detachment and not get so upset at things. And then you'll be able to go through life and go through experience without experiencing going through you and getting inside. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to SheddingShackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit SheddingShackles.com and start living instead of reacting. Yes, indeed. Learn how to stop reacting and start living. That really sums it up. You should get the little meditation at SheddingShackles.com. Lots of other resources there too, including my YouTube lectures. I have over 800 of them now. Free resources to help you learn how to stop overreacting. Right now you're reacting. Everything gets in your head. When you were a kid or a teenager, your mom got in your head. The school bullies got in your head. The teacher got in your head. Okay. Music got in your head. Something that you saw got in your head. And then from in your head, then it keeps coming back over and over again. Okay. And so how do things get in your head? So let's keep it all very simple. Can I? See, I can keep it all very simple. I'll never forget, I went to a seminar one time, and they had a speaker, Will Schutz. He was a famous human potential person, Will Schutz. And he said, knowledge goes from, first of all, knowledge is simplistic. That's it. First, when you learn something, your understanding of it is simplistic. And then it becomes complicated and complex, okay? And then at the end, it becomes sublimely simple, or divinely simple. Divine simplicity, that's what we want. Divine simplicity. My words are intended. They're intended to wake you up. Remember I said that things get in your head? Well, let's talk about that. How do they get in your head? Well, I'll mention just a couple of ways, perhaps the most important ways. The first way things get in your head is when you resent them. Resentment will put it in your head. Resent somebody. Okay? Become angry at somebody. Become irritated at somebody. Judge someone. In other words, resent someone. And that person gets in your head. Okay? Which is not good. Oh, because I need to make one more comment so you can really see what I'm talking about. It's true, which you already know it's true. Doesn't what I say simply confirm what you already know? Of course. But you need to hear it from me in such a way that it awakens you to see more deeply. See, now what happens is you say, oh man, that guy got in my head, and this person irritates me, and my work is bothering me, and this is stressing me out, and this making me nervous, but you don't know what to do about it. So all you do is struggle with it, and that only makes it worse. Okay? So you have to be able to stand back and look at it without struggling with it. So things get in your head when you resent them, when you get angry at them, when they irritate you. So you have to learn not to judge in the first place, not to be irritated in the first place, and it won't be in your head in the second place. Oh, but what I was going to say is, remember I said that your happiness in life doesn't depend on how many cars you have, or what kind of a car you have, or what kind of bills you have, or how much money you have, or any of that, okay? So what does your happiness depend upon? Well, you have to find joy and fulfillment in all those things, okay? Of course. But what's blocking all of that now, you know what it is? It's because you're spending too much time lost in your head. It's what's in your head that's blocking you. I'm sure you've seen two people walking down the street on a beautiful sunny day. The sky is blue, the birds are singing, it's a beautiful day. But one person is happy, and the other person is unhappy and miserable. Okay, why? Because they're lost between their two ears, thinking about what happened, what she said, what he said, worrying about the future, worrying about bills and this and that. Lost in their head. Okay? So that's what's interfering with your happiness, being lost between your own two ears. Now, why are you lost between your own two ears? And the reason is, like I said, you're too reactive. And then when you're reactive, it gets inside. The outside gets on the inside, and then you struggle with it on the inside. So two things you need. Number one, to get a little meditation to help you get a little mental distance. You can go out in the world without becoming upset. And then the new things won't get in your head. And then you have to also use the technique of mental distance so that you can look at what's in your head without becoming upset by it and struggling with it. Okay? It's that simple. Download my 4-part classic meditation and 2 ebooks right now. Just visit talktoapastor.org or sheddingshackles.com. Hi everyone, this is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone. I don't work for the station. I don't get paid by the station. I don't get a salary. I don't have an organization. It's just me. And that's how I help people. That's why I've done this all these years. I just want to help people, okay? Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful, deep breath of fresh air, okay? That's what you need to do to come out of those nightmares, those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay, and find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. Yes, I would just like to follow up with a couple of words about what I just said in that little announcement there. I was born in Wyoming, grew up in Utah, came to San Francisco to go to college, and ended up staying for 25 years, okay? Well, then as time went by, after college, I went to work and worked for a corporation. And that was good, okay? Learned a lot. Met a lot of people. Then I taught some college classes for several years, and that was good also. Enjoyed it, okay? But then, around age 40, well, it was time for a change. And one of these days, I'll tell you about it. Right now, I'll just say that it wasn't anything that I made happen myself. It kind of came to pass in a very gentle way, and yet decisively. It was time for a change. Okay, to begin a second half of life, and to begin to discover some beautiful and wonderful things, and to become progressively free from baggage from the past. Okay? And it wasn't long after I started to get better that I went on the radio. Well, here I am some 28 years later, still on the radio. So, what can I say to you? I can say that you need to hear what I have to say and hopefully respond to it positively. And then if you do, you should get my meditation and begin to practice it. See, I have a very special little meditation. Actually, it's just, it's very simple, and it's ancient. See, it's very, very much in line with Christianity and very much in line with Judaism and very spiritual. And it's good for anyone. You don't have to be a Christian to appreciate it. It's just very simple. It's very, very simple. But the reason I say it's special is because it doesn't mislead you. See, a lot of so-called meditation type exercises, what they do is they encourage the very thing that has resulted in your falling away from what spirituality is all about. They encourage you to get to imagine and to visualize and to sink into your feelings, feeling good and feeling calm, and visualizing, you know, a lake with swans on the water, and listening to music and getting into the music. And it's just more and more of what it is that has pulled you away from refinding your purpose for life and moving forward, okay, to great and good things. So what it is it, see, but, and then the whole of life is that way. Everything encourages you to get lost in it, to fall into it, to become involved in it. Everything does, everywhere you go, even when you go into a grocery store or into a Starbucks, there are musics, and then now they're putting music in the store music. They have advertisements. They want you to buy and buy and spend and indulge and drift away. But you have to go the opposite way, and that's what the meditation will help you to do, okay? So it's kind of a long-winded little discussion there, but I promise you we'll continue with my talk about how to overcome resentment when we come back from this message. Download my 4-part classic meditation and 2 ebooks right now. Just visit talktoapastor.org or sheddingshackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? and how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that little interlude. Yes, it's good for me to talk a little bit about myself, just enough so that, you know, I'm a real person. Okay, that's just enough, but not too much, otherwise you'll get caught up with me. Remember I said that the outside gets on the inside. I said your problem is what's blocking you from happiness and joy and fulfillment and enjoying the things that you have is you're lost between your two ears because you reacted to the outside and the outside got on the inside. So now your mother's on the inside, your boyfriend's on the inside, your girlfriend's on the inside, your wife is on the inside, your boss is on the inside, worries are on the inside, the bills are on the inside. Okay? So there has to be a way. See, but then what do? Then? Because you're so reactive to everything. See, everything gets on the inside. You get caught up with everything. You react to everything resentfully, emotionally, hypnotically. See, there are a lot of different ways that you are reactive. And there's no way you'll ever be able to overcome your overreactions unless you learn objectivity. And that's why I made the little meditation, which is free. Okay? I made it free. Of course, I have a longer version where you get a couple of books with it, ebooks and so on. It's very nice. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Okay? Sure, I'd like you to get that one. But you don't have to. You can get the free one or start with the free one. Okay? And watch some of my YouTube videos. You know, on this program here, it's like an infomercial. It really is. If I had more call, I have a listener call-in line where people can call in with questions, but a lot of people aren't calling in. So unless people are calling in, then it's just me talking. So I have to put little bumper music and little spots, talk about my meditation and about my books, okay, to make the program more interesting and also so that you know what I have. So now, when you're lost in your thinking, when the outside gets on the inside and you get lost on the inside, then what you try to do is try to replace good thoughts, bad thoughts with good thoughts and negativity with positive, or you try to blank things out. So then you sit there texting or watching video games or watching videos or listening to music. See, or you try to lose yourself in study. You try to get away from the negative thing that you get lost in your head, and then try to lose yourself in something else. But then the problem is the thing that you get lost in becomes a problem. So if you eat food, see, if food becomes your comfort, see, if you use food as an escape, to escape from your upset at your husband and your resentment toward your mom and your nervousness at work and your bills, and when you use food, well, then food becomes a problem, doesn't it? If you use alcohol to escape, it becomes a problem. Or marijuana becomes a problem. Pills become a problem. Whatever you use to escape, see, you try to escape from one person by latching on to another one, and then that person becomes a problem, you see? So the answer is to stand back and not get lost in anything, not get caught up with anything. Then it won't get into your head and it won't be a problem. And when you learn objectivity, you'll also learn how to be objective to what's in your head, to all the negative thoughts and emotions and so forth. You'll be able to watch them until they begin to lose strength. See, resentment reinforces them. If you don't resent them and struggle with them, then they begin to lose strength, and eventually your mind becomes clear. It's like coming up out of a deep ocean. You come up to the surface of the water and break through the surface of the water, and there's a beautiful blue sky, and puffy white clouds, and take a deep breath of fresh air. Life is good, okay? So, like I was saying, I made a little interlude there where I talked about myself, and I said it's okay that you know that I'm a real person, and that I don't work for the station, I don't get a salary, I don't get paid, it's just me, I don't have an organization. See, what I have is helpful. Okay, and I give it away. Of course, my books, you know, I found out I can't print up my own books. It costs too much money, so they're on Amazon. Okay, so then you have to pay for that, but that's not a big deal. Okay, not a big deal. And it's okay to get caught up with me just a little bit, because I won't take advantage. See, I won't take advantage. And then eventually you'll be free from everyone, including me. Okay? Free to become the you that you were really meant to be, instead of the hodgepodge of stress and impressions that have gotten into you and now torment you from within. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. You know, it would only take $1,200 for me to go on another station, half an hour every week, for a whole year, in a really good market where I could help more people. But I just don't have the money. This is nonprofit, so could be a golden opportunity for some of you to help someone, or to help people in a way that really, really helps people. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.